Okay, so we're just leaving Osaka. Osaka Japanese restaurant in Shelby Township, which is basically right over by Lakeside Mall. So they say Shelby Township, but we're really right over by the golden butthole of Sterling Heights. So
yeah.
So we decided to try new. We just felt like some Asian tonight. I, of course, if I'm going Asian, I always like Japanese hibachi. Omar likes.
I love all Asian.
He loves all Asian. He doesn't care. So we decided to try something new. We went to Osaka, which is basically right across from the lakeside kind of corridor there. And the building is gorgeous. I mean, the building is beautiful. It looks like it's got some sort of like turrets on it and nice looking building. It looked really fancy. So it had rave reviews, so we decided to try it. We started off at the bar. When you walk in, the whole place is really kind of stark and cold and kind of open.
It's not very inviting.
Yeah.
And there was not a very warm vibe from the place. I wasn't thrilled with the hostess who we told her we had reservations, and she said, "Oh, well, we'll be serving you guys closer to 7. Yes, I know that was our reservation, but she just could have been a little nicer about it. So we decided we would sit down at the bar. The bar itself, nothing special. Absolutely nothing special about it. The bartender was an affable enough fellow, but he had on a red checkered flannel shirt, which I thought was a little odd.
Yeah, he looked more like he was going to a lumberjack competition than bartending at a Japanese restaurant.
And at first, he didn't really acknowledge us. We sat down in front of on two stools that were kind of the area at the bar was kind of dirty. The glasses hadn't been cleaned up, hadn't been wiped. But in all fairness, he was busy and he was kind of running around. When he finally came to us, he apologized, cleaned it up, and took our order right away. Jen ordered a lychee teeny, which is kind of like a martini made with lychee nuts that are blended.
Is it lychee nuts or is it lychee fruit?
Good question.
I think it's lychee fruit.
Either way.
And some say it's reminiscent of like a grape slash rose type flavor. And other people say it's more of a pear type watermelon flavor. How would you classify that flavor of a lychee?
I don't know. I've never tasted anything like it, and I know I say that a lot, but I haven't. I don't know.
It did have some perfumey overtones, so I can see where they're coming up with the rose.
Yeah.
But it didn't have that rose flavor, but it did have a very perfumey overtone, and it was very sweet, but it wasn't like any other fruit I can ever imagine describing to you.
Yeah.
But if I can describe it as a perfumey fruit, and that's kind of put offish. I mean, that sounds bad, but the drink itself was really delicious. It just was very, very sweet.
Yeah, I ordered what's called a Osaka teeny. Excuse me. And that has sake, cold sake in it, along with a Japanese liqueur that they call plum fruit. And I tried that for the first time today. I was Googling, and I wanted something authentically Japanese, so I thought I would try something with that. And a lot of times that is mixed with gin. So I thought I would try that. The drink was very good. It was light. It's supposed to be pretty strong, actually, because you're mixing both sake, which is a wine, and a liqueur, so it should be kind of strong. I don't know whether it was or not, but I liked it. It was good, but it's just not something I would normally drink. I wanted to be different and try something new. Immediately after that was done, I switched to beer. Not because I disliked the drink, but just because it's just not something I would continue to drink. That's all.
As was my drink. I could not have done more than one.
Yeah.
That was so sweet. Yeah. It was just way too much.
Which brings us to dinner. We sat down with the rest of the group around the
hibachi.
Around the hibachi, and immediately we ordered the sushi special, which comes with we wanted in conjunction with our dinner. And this is supposed to be 3 pieces of California roll and 3 pieces of what's called chef's choice
sushi.
Exactly. Since it was chef's choice, I asked the waitress, listen, chef can make whatever pieces he wants. I just would like them to be super spicy. I want to be lit on fire were my exact words.
And my exact words were, but not the California rolls. Don't touch those. I want those to be really mild.
Right. What came was actually four pieces of a California roll with spicy sauce on there.
Super spicy.
Which Jen found too spicy to eat. She tried to scrape it off and put it on my sushi. And what came for me was really nothing exciting. Three pieces of sushi nigiri, which, if you know, is just hand-formed rice with a piece of either raw fish or cooked fish on top of it. It was tasty. Oh, they did put some spicy sauce, which amounted to probably a little bit of sriracha. It was tasty, but nothing super exciting at all. And it was disappointing for Jen because she really couldn't enjoy the sushi there.
No, I couldn't even eat it. It was so spicy.
Which brings us to our dinner. And if you order hibachi, you know these places come with soup and salad and usually two pieces of shrimp along with an array of vegetables and rice, which you can get upgraded to fried rice, which everybody does. But this place, instead of the traditional bean sprouts that we've always had, this place offered noodles, which I found very interesting. Ordinarily, two starches together at the same time kind of freaks me out. I would never serve potatoes and pasta at the same time.
No, potatoes and corn.
Or even potatoes and corn at the same time.
Potatoes and corn.
However, I was looking forward to it. I ordered also, with mine, was I ordered the calamari steak, and Jen ordered the filet medium rare.
Which calamari steak, let's be honest, what is that? That's not really calamari, unless it comes from the world's largest squid that, like, you found, and it was the size of Manhattan, and its legs were so big, his tentacles, and you sliced them off, and you made these beautiful steaks. I'm not sure what kind of meat product it was, but Omar seems to like it.
I enjoyed it a lot. I love calamari steak. I find it delicious, but I love calamari, period. Let's start with the soup. The soup was your traditional broth with some vegetables in it.
Yeah, the oniony broth. It was okay.
Yeah. It wasn't great. We've had better at other places. The salad, again, basically lettuce, a few shredded carrots.
I gotta say, it was a lot tinier than most places we've been to.
And that peanut sauce.
Peanut dressing was not as good as other places.
No, it was not. It was not as peanutty. No. So it was okay. Nothing special.
Yeah.
Then came the rice, and the rice was good, but not great. It didn't blow me away.
No, it was mediocre.
The noodles, now, I found the noodles to be a very delightful change from the other restaurants that we've been to. I really enjoyed it, and yes, I am breaking my cardinal rule of two starches at one time, but I wanted to try something different, and I did.
But for me, as much as I love noodles, like, I could eat noodles for literally any meal of my life. I could eat a bowl of noodles. But for me, I would have preferred to pump up the vegetables a little bit more on this dish, because the two starches together were just too much. And I would have preferred noodles or rice, but we got both. I like the bean sprouts better than the noodles.
Which brings us to the vegetables. Vegetables were an array of zucchini and some onions, mushrooms, and there was also some broccoli in there, which was a nice change. You don't normally see broccoli. The problem is, of course, if you all have read our blogs before, Jen has an aversion to mushrooms.
Yeah.
Both physical and mental. She hates them. By the time she picked out all of the mushrooms and gave them to me, she didn't have a lot of vegetables, which is why she would have really benefited from having the bean sprouts.
Yeah, it looked like a whole plate of onions.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Me, I love mushrooms, and you can never get enough of them. But now, as for the protein part, Jen had filet mignon, medium rare, and they cooked it properly, and I had a piece of it, and it was very tender. My calamari steak was great. I have no complaints except for the fact that I watched the man squeeze lemon on it and I didn't stop him. I have an aversion to too much lemon. I find it overpowering, and I normally would never put lemon on anything except in lemonade. That's the one place I enjoy it more than anything. But I'll let Jen talk to you about the steak.
The steak I thought was, I agree, it was very tender. It was cooked perfectly. But it didn't have the same seasoning as, say, a Shogun or an Ichiban or Ichiban. Did we talk about that? I don't think we did in this time. So we talked about Ichiban as being one of the places that we've been to before. We don't know if it's Ichiban or Ichiban. Ichiban to us sounds like some sort of skin rash, so we're just going to go with Ichiban. But I prefer Shogun or Ichiban as far as their seasoning goes on their steak. I think the seasoning is far superior to what this one offered.
Overall, we did enjoy it. I mean, don't get us wrong. I would give it a B. Jen would give it probably a B minus. The food was good, and we have leftovers, which we will enjoy tomorrow. But we were not blown away by the product. It's good, just not great. We're not going to hurry back at any time unless, of course, we have a coupon or a Groupon or somebody's birthday or something like that. Otherwise,
we're meeting friends.
Yeah.
What have you.
Otherwise, we will probably stick with Shogun or Ichiban or even, well, maybe Benihana. We're not sure.
Yeah, really, out of the four so far, I think if we had to rank them, I think it would probably be Ichiban would be number one. Shogun would probably be number two. In this case, I'm going to give Benihana a nod for number three, even though I almost wanted to give Osaka number three above Benihana, just because Benihana tries to be so pretentious and fancy, like they're the best restaurant in town. They're really not. They're just overpriced and trendy. But I think I would still give probably Benihana a nod over Osaka. You know, the food was not bad. It just was not better than the rest. It was and the place was a little dirty too, let me add. I mean, like the walls were a little dirty. And the place when we walked in, like I said, was so stark and so, it almost felt like, almost like a hospital room. I mean, it was so like, except for being dirty.
Yeah.
It seemed like so stark. And I think they're trying to be this modern feel. But what they did was they took away the warmth of the restaurant.
Yeah, their minimalist approach, I think, backfired. I just didn't think it was that special.
No. Yeah.
It was just okay.
Yeah, and as appealing as the outside of the restaurant was, because the outside of the restaurant was gorgeous. I mean, you pull up and it's this two-story restaurant with this big turrets, and it was really beautiful, and we thought, oh, this is going to be really special. Really wasn't. I mean, I guess we're just slamming things again, but
again, if we had to grade it, would give it a B. Jen would probably give it a B minus. It's okay if you really like noodles over bean sprouts, that's the place to go.
But if you're looking for flavor over bean sprouts or noodles, go to Ichiban right across the street. It's a lot better.
Agreed.